Hello, welcome to Our PVC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPVCLife or through our website at ppclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
We're continuing our summer series is Psalm chapter 23. And I preached last week, Psalm chapter 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Naturally, we would go today to, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not preaching that part of the passage today. I'm actually jumping to the next verse. Very specifically, very strategically, I'm awaiting Thanksgiving Sunday to preach I Shall Not Want. I'm already excited about Thanksgiving Sunday. I want you to know you cannot miss Thanksgiving Sunday. Because as I was going through this, I went, oh, I shall not want. Ooh, glory. That's Thanksgiving Sunday. So wait on it. This morning, I want us to remember where our true R&R comes from. This is a season of R&R. R&R, rest and relaxation, or rest and refreshing. Whichever it is, this is what we do in the summer season here in Canada. I know there are people all around the world and your seasons are different, but we're in that R&R season. And I want to minister today from Psalm chapter 23. In this second verse, it says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Who is he? My caregiver. Who are we? We're his patient, partakers of his excellent care. Gotta know that. Who are we? We are partakers of his excellent care because we are his patient. He is the caregiver. That's why the psalmist, the same psalmist who wrote this, says, I look to the mountains where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. If he made heaven and earth, surely he can care for me. Green pastures. What are green pastures? Green pastures are the good place where you feed. It's the good place where you rest. It's both the good place where you feed and the good place where you rest. There's no rocks, no irritants, no bugs, no pests, no other animals to bother, no tormenting of the sheep in good pastures. They're protected by the grass. They're shaded from the sun. They're cushioned in their sleep. When the shepherd talks about leading the sheep to good pasture, he's saying, I'm taking you to a good place so you can have good rest. Our world today is filled with fear. And that's why many reality shows, such as they've become such a big hit, people trying to show that they fear nothing, while in real life, there's an increasing amount of fear upon the nations. While we have more reality fear shows, and yet we have more people living in fear, you can see that they're playing off of it because really the world is in such an increasing measure of fear because people have moved away from God who is faithful. And so when you move away from God, all the fear factors begin to happen in our lives because we don't know who's caring for us. Fears are increasing, economical fears. How are we going to make it to retirement? Will there be any money left after this? Political fears. We don't know who to trust, what governance to trust, what to do. There's political fear, economical fear. There's national fear. Is there going to be a war? Will there be a war in North America? Will some angry nation strike us? Will there be a restraint for the nuclear, those who have nuclear power? There's fears about the national establishment of our many nations. There's social fears. Will the revolts that we're seeing continue to increase? Will the lack of restraint among the youth bring chaos into our existence? There's such a lack of restraint among the young people, it is unexplainable. Would someone tell me why there's such a lack of restraint among a young generation that have everything? There's global fears, global warming. Are we going to be safe? Are the elements of space going to either freeze us or burn us? Or both? Spiritual fear. Churches lack power. Will we be found serving God in a few years from now? Well, I want to declare to you, all these other fear factors can happen, but spiritually, the word of the Lord shall endure forever. So remember, our God is creator, and a creator is master caregiver, a master caregiver. The psalmist says in Psalm 56, I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God. Why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? David was saying, listen, there's so many things to fear, but I trust in God. No matter what mortals do, I'm still under the care of my Almighty God. And so when we have that in our hearts, things change. Because these fears that I listed above, they're legitimate. They're legitimate. But we give them power over us when we do not allow ourselves to submit to the master caregiver. If the master caregiver is in control of my life, things will always turn out according to his will and purpose over me. And so there are many tensions that haunt us, many tensions that haunt us. And David uses his expertise in raising sheep to remind us of this very practical thing that we face daily, this very practical thing. He says, a shepherd cares intently for the sheep. So David knew that when the sheep trusted him, he had the ability to help them. That's a key statement. The key statement, when the sheep trust in the shepherd, the sheep has the ability to know who's going to help them. See, the Lord uses sheep a lot because he says we are, what are we? We're like sheep. I'm looking forward to some of the other messages to pull out the sheep parts. There are some funny parts. When sheep choose to allow haunting tensions to destroy them, it means the sheep has made a choice not to trust God to protect them. Are you hearing me this morning? There are three fears that sheep are consistently faced with, and the same fears that the sheep are faced with are relevant to us today. Let me talk about sheep, then I'll go to us. Sheep always have anxiety about unseen predators. Always have anxiety. Sheep are powerless to help themselves. Therefore, the mature sheep, which are like the parents, will tend to worry, where are the predators when they have their babies? But the good sheep learn to just run to the shepherd. And so the sheep that are, we'll hear this along the journey, sheep are stupid. But then there are some sheep who learn how not to be stupid. Those sheep will always stay close to the shepherd because they know the predators are there, but if I'm by the shepherd, I'm not fighting the predator. The shepherd will fight the predator for me. Isn't that amazing? The second thing is aggravating tormentors. Sheep do not have the capability to swat a bug, kill a fly, or even touch the tiniest irritant on them. So bugs love to feed off the fluids from a sheep's body. So they torment them. They're always tormenting the sheep and trying to pull, suck everything from them. But the sheep that knows its shepherd, when the fly or the bug or the irritant gets on it, it'll go over to the shepherd. And it begins to bleat. And the shepherd knows something's wrong. Let me see what it is. The sheep doesn't have to take it off. The shepherd will remove it. So sheep knows if there's irritants, I got a shepherd that will remove it. The third thing that is The third thing that is a fear of the sheep is sheep tend to live sometimes with lack of sleep. Sheep does not sleep well if it's not in a good place where it feels secure and can rest. It'll stay awake, it'll toss, it'll be worried, it'll be stressed. And so sheep rely on the shepherd to bring them to a good pasture. So when they lie down, he makes me to lie down in green pasture. The sheep relies on the shepherd to take them to where the pasture is good. That means that the shepherd knows this is not too rocky to keep them up. This is not too open and too dangerous where they were going to be watching to see if lions or different things are coming, animals and predators are coming. And so sheep will always trust the shepherd. If the shepherd says, this is where you belong, and the shepherd puts the sheep in that fold, the sheep stays there because the sheep doesn't know what's out there, but the sheep knows the shepherd has checked out what is here. This is an amazing point here, folks. You see, these similarities, here are the three great fears humans have. Anxieties about the unseen. Life is so stressful. What are we going to do in the future? I don't know what's next. We spend more time worrying about what's next than asking God what is next. And we can't fix the what's next. And sometimes when we try to fix it, we put the wrong fix on it. How many times, we're all human here. How many times you made a mistake when you said to yourself, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I felt that. Anybody? Come on. Because we like to move ahead, but there are times when God even put a check in your spirit to don't do it, and you're like, no, it's going to work out. When it doesn't, you know what? I knew it wasn't. Anxieties about the unseen causes us to move into pasture that is not ours. There are people who've ended up in pastures that they don't belong in. Remember last week I said the sheep have a mark, and the sheep stays with the shepherd in that fold. We got to remember we're blood-bought children of God. And if you've not yet given your heart to the Lord, you need to, so that you're a blood-bought child of God, walking in the power of the Spirit because Christ indwells you, so that every step you take, you know, God, are you with me on this journey? If you've not yet acknowledged the Lord as your Savior, you're on a journey that can lead into many realms of disaster. Not to say that as a Christian, your life will be perfect, but you do have a caregiver. The second thing with humans, aggravating tormentors. There are outside influences beyond our control. The same way the sheep, it can't figure out what to do with the bug and the insect and the things that's feeding off of it. It's the same way we have national disasters, economic disasters, societal disasters. We don't know what to do with those things. We don't have a fix for it. But the shepherd says, come to the shepherd and let the shepherd help you in the midst of it. Even if you're in a fly swarm, I'm there to swat it for you. No matter what's going on, if we will trust the great caregiver, he will take us through even the tormenting things that are happening in our society. But we're waiting on humans to fix it. There must be a government who's going to fix it. Well, la-di-da-da to you. Still believe in the tooth fairy, why don't you? Because there's only one person who can fix it. And that's our Savior. And you know what, folks? Here's my second take on it. God's not going to fix all the mess we have in our society. Because it's decreed it shall happen, and even worse will come, then shall the Son of Man. So these things are going to happen, but what are we doing? When we still stay close to the shepherd, he's going to take us through it. The third thing us humans trouble with is sleeplessness. Sleeplessness has become almost like a national disease. There's less people sleeping properly. There are more people needing sleep aid. In third world countries, where people are living with physical hunger that can keep them awake, we can understand why some can't sleep. But in our first world country, we have everything. We got good Sealy Posturepedic, double pillow, double cushion, over cushion, under cushion, high, low. Pillow to fit, sink your head in, pillow fix. got pills this, pills that, got teas, calm tea, no calm tea, over calm tea. We have everything. And yet in our first world nation, sleeplessness is like a national disease. If you ask many of our young people, they can't even sleep at night. Can someone again answer me, why can our young people not sleep at night? What are the irritants? What are the troubles? What are they not trusting God to take care of? The demands of the world to accomplish and to do more and to do more and to be involved in more and more and to check out more. It's a driving force. See, when a sheep is with a shepherd, there comes a time when the sheep says, now lie down. The shepherd will say to the sheep, lie down. And the shepherd will demonstrate and have them lie down. Where? In the green pastures he's brought them to. Why? Because rest brings restoration. Rest brings rejuvenation. Rest brings the ability to think. By the way, young people, when you stay up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and you can't get up till 12 in the day, you are not a bat. You are not an owl. You are a person. There's got to be a layer where at some point you realize, just go to bed. Okay, yes, stay up late. Your parents can't make it past 11 anyways. We've been there for the 2 or 3. How many adults, if you stay till 2 or 3 now, you need a week to get over it? So young people, yes, you can, but you're not, you're also not functioning at your par. You're functioning at a low level. You just, Father, forgive me. Have you noticed this generation of the wonderful young people that I love, that they're just dragging through life like, I mean, nobody has to do a movie on zombies. Just look at half of our, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Growing up, we had stresses and troubles, and we didn't even get allowances like y'all get. What you're getting for allowance was probably our first paycheck. Somebody. But I'm looking and I'm going, there's no joy. You gotta have joy now, because when you grow older, there's a lot more trouble to come and stress. Find your joy. Buy it. Do something, get it, take some from us. Where's all the young people? I know, don't pick on you guys, but I love you enough. Everyone under 30, stand. Yes, I see you, mommy, you sit. No, I'm kidding. I don't wanna waste time in my message, but this is so important. All of you guys, you only have life once, and it's a gift from God. When you're dragging through, like, life hurts. It shows on your face, and God made you beautiful, but when you drag around without sleep, you look ugly. I just gotta be real. Parents can't tell you that because they love you. I get to tell you from the pulpit, you look ugly. Like ugly. Like real ugly. Find the joy inside, because when you get older, there's a lot more things to deal with. And if you can't have fun now, if you're like, when I get rich, I'm going to grow up and be rich. When you grow up and be rich, let me tell you something. You have to do so much to stay rich. And you got to protect yourself so much from those who want what you rich one have. Your generation are even carjacking now, so you can't even drive a nice car. So have fun while you are young. You guys are dragging like, life is so painful. Every step I take hurts. I want you guys to just go bust in your life. Go be happy. Get up in the morning. Okay, so you can't make it by 6, but make it by 8. Try and get up, eat, have some breakfast. It feeds the brain. I don't eat breakfast. Well, that's why your brain's dull. We learned that. The reason that we can skip breakfast is we're living off fat. Lots of fat. Young people, I got to get back in my message, but I'm begging you, start finding happiness, joy, 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 joy. You may be seated. To lie down means to rest, to relax, to quiet oneself, to be at peace. This is difficult when you have so many anxieties, when you're worried about things that didn't happen yet. And when the tormentors come and you begin to react to the different behaviors. You see, the makeup of sheep is that it's easily disturbed and the simplest irritant sets it off. Sheep are timid, insecure animals. That's another thing that we're seeing, generation, insecurity and timidity. No boldness. Sheep are not like, they're very timid. That's why they have to go to the shepherd. And so there are times, even when you're in the safari, when you go into safaris, there are many animals like that. There's an animal called the wildebeest, and they come in millions, but they're timid and they're stupid. And if one runs like this, they all run with it. If one goes down the cliff, they're like, oh, that's good. That was cool. I had to try it. It's amazing. And sheep are the same, and we as people are the same. All people are like sheep. We're easily perturbed, easily panic, and once one gets startled, they tend to cause a great panic, and everybody gets into the panic. And we're in a day where everybody's getting caught up in the panic rather than stopping and going, wait a minute. We have a great caretaker. We got a great caregiver. We don't need to be caught up in all of this because God is with us. Let me read a story, a little excerpt from a story that one of the books that I've used for this, Philip Keller. In his book, it's called The Shepherd Speaks. Philip Keller says, he tells a story when he was a young shepherd. He just started out with a fold. He heard the sheep bleat one night, but did not stir to check out what happened. The next morning, he found hundreds of sheep dead as foxes had come into the pen and startled the sheep. Most of them panicked and killed themselves through running away, running through fences, running over each other. The fox got a few, but most killed themselves, and many aborted their babies in fear. Philip Keller tells that story. See, the sheep can even kill the next generation in their panic, which is what we today have to be cautious of. There are many people today, we're killing the next generation when we live in our pain and our torment and our agitations and our fear rather than going back to the shepherd. Keller tells a story a little in this book when he writes more of the story. He says, from then on, as a shepherd of sheep, I learned in the midnight hour or any hour of the night when I heard the sheep bleat, I would get up to go and check it. And after a while, the sheep knew that if they cried, I would come. Somebody, does that speak? See, God's ears are always open to us. He never slumbers nor sleep. His ears is attentive. Psalm 121:3-4. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. Friends, young and old alike, the God of heaven, our great caregiver, our caretaker, he neither slumbers nor sleep. There's not a moment where he will miss your cry. He hears your cry. Draw near to the shepherd so that the shepherd can take care of you. The tormentors will come and they will attack relentlessly. If you look at the makeup of sheep, the tormentors, the insects, the pests, they will come relentlessly. And so sheep learned that we can't always trust ourselves. We must first trust the shepherd. Tormentors make it difficult for you to relax and be at rest, but the shepherd sets a standard where he says, I'm taking you to green pasture and I'm making you to lie down. He didn't say, I'm encouraging you to lie down. He says, I will make you to lie down. If he says, I'll make you to lie down, he's saying, I will so protect you that you don't have to worry when you lie down. I'm already there. But instead, the sheep who refuse to listen to what the shepherd or watch what the shepherd's doing, those that keep stamping, those sheep will be stamping, trying to shake off the bug. They'll be shaking their head until they fall over in dizziness. They'll rush into dangerous bushes and scrape and hurt themselves. Isn't that a little bit like what we're doing? How many people are walking around, oh God. He makes us to lie down, rest, rejuvenate, restore your soul. That's what's so important about coming together in the house of the Lord. Don't you feel at rest when you're here? Don't you feel restored? But the same comes out of reading the word. He restores our soul. The Lord protects us, Psalm 41, 2, 3. The Lord protects us and keeps us alive. He gives us prosperity in the land and rescues us from our enemy. He nurses us when we're sick and he restores us to health. That's what he said in Psalm 121, 5. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands as a shade beside you and a protective shield. We live, folks, in uncertain days. And in these days that we're living in, filled with different types of irritants and stress, I want you to know tormentors are going to come. For nowadays, if you have lice, you can get a spray. If you have fleas, you can remove them. If you have flies, you can swat them. Or if you were my dad back in the day, he was a fly zapper. Oh, that man, God rest his soul, loved to zap them. Be like, there were zappers all over the house. It used to drive my mom crazy. But it was like, there's a fly, there's a fly. We have all these gadgets to try and cure the problem. But the sheep learned, whatever irritants we have in our life, take it to who? Take it to the shepherd. When we go to the great shepherd, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the answer come. Trust the shepherd. He will only lead you into green pastures. Trust the shepherd, young and old. We don't need to be so easily agitated. We have a great caregiver. We need to call out to the great shepherd. He has been listening for our cry. Psalm 33:20, I will wait in hope for the Lord. He is my help and my shield. Psalm 54:4, surely God is my help. The Lord, who is the one who sustained me, will keep me. And Psalm 121:2, my help comes from the Lord. Psalm 115, people trust in the Lord, for he's your help. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Isaiah 30, only return to me and in rest you will be saved. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. Folks, all of these passages are reminding us of one thing. Christ is the answer. Remember where your R&R comes from. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He makes you to lie down. Lie down symbolizes rest in the midst of turmoil, peace in the midst of trouble. Green pastures, a good place to feed and a good place to rest. So remember, when the promise and power of Christ is with you, what we have to do to activate it is stay close to the shepherd. Be attentive to what is going on in our lives and recognize he's attentive to our cry. He is swift to answer, and he is powerful in strength. He's not a shepherd that's going to fear the predator. He's a shepherd that will chase the predator. He is a shepherd whose eyes are upon us, and he wants to see us lie down, not in fear, but in peace. So I want to remind us today, this is Psalm chapter 23. Every verse was written for us. Every verse is written about a sheep. We are like sheep. Everything that happens to the sheep, the Lord says, watch what happens there and change it in your mortal life. See, sheep don't have a brain. humans have brains. So that means if I know that this is what's happening, and I know he's the one that can help me, then if the sheep who has no brain has learned how to go to the shepherd, then I, with a brain, should know where to go. The word of the Lord keeps us in green pastures. Why? God's word is rich. It's a meal that we can feed on. God's word nourishes our soul. It strengthens our bodies. It stabilizes us amidst our tormentors. And it reminds us that his presence is always with us. For we're not created to fear. We're created to have faith. Faith in our good shepherd. So I want to remind each one of us today, when he says he makes us to lie down in green pastures, he's saying whatever existing frustration you have, God still has a place of rest for you. Whatever stressors you're dealing with, those stress will keep multiplying unless you take it to the great shepherd. You're not, oh, I'm so stressed. My stress is so multitudinous that nobody can fix it. Of course no one can fix it, but he's not nobody. He is someone, the great I am. But you don't understand. As they're like, it just seems to be coming and coming and coming. Yeah, there's existing frustration. Yes, there's continuing frustration. Yes, there's relentless frustration. But there's still a great caregiver. Who are we? His patient. Anybody ever been in the hospital? Okay, do you ever have those 6 o'clock nurses? All of the nurses, wait, first of all nurses wave to me. Let me see your hands. I know we have lots. There they are. Yes, so let me, there they are all over. So nurses, we love you. We appreciate you. And actually, we honor you for who you are, what you do. But you know, if you ever, yes, come on. Have you ever been in the hospital and 6 a.m. the nurse comes in and you're like, I just fell asleep because the whole night there was clanging and chiming and people screaming and crying, and now I fell asleep and the nurse is in and they want to check this and they want to do that, and you're like, go away. Anybody ever, you guys get that, right? But why are they there? Because they know the time intervals that they need to come and check on your body. And even though we don't understand what they're doing or why they're doing it then, they know why it is strategically appropriate for those times. If humans know how to take care of us that well, you imagine in the seasons of our life. So I submit to the great caregiver. I submit to my great shepherd. I will not allow myself to be easily discouraged or fearful, and allow myself to walk away from green pasture and be in pastures that is causing me to fall apart. Folks, there's a lot of people going through some stresses here, and we're going to close with this. You're going with some stresses, and you're like the sheep with flies, and it's not falling off. I can't do that because I'll lose my glasses, but you know, there are many, you can't beat sense in. You just got to use sense. Go back to God. Sheep will, the ones that don't go to the shepherd will shake their heads until they're dizzy and fall over. Are you hearing me this morning? There's a lot of humans that are shaking and struggling and pushing and striving and expecting the element to fix itself, when it's the shepherd who will take care of the element. Oh, glory to God. When I go to the shepherd, I'm free from the fear of all evil. I'm free from the friction the enemy's giving. I'm free from the pests, the irritants that the enemy sent to stress me. I'm free from the hunger, the stressful feeling of lack, because he will feed me in those pastures. My caregiver, I'm his patient. And today I want to say to every one of us, he makes you to lie down. He made you to lie down, and he's now makes you wants you, encourages you. Take the green pasture, even though you don't understand it. But God, I'm so good I could fix it myself. He's like, have you done it? Why don't you trust the shepherd? All eyes closed. Holy Spirit. God, there are some here today who have not yet given their hearts to the Lord. Some online who have not yet given their hearts to the Lord, and they're fighting and trying to fix it. God, there are people who've declared, when I put my life together, when I make it all better, I'll come to God. That is so sinful. That is so wrong. That is so driven by the enemy, because we can never fix it all and make it right. You're the one that can fix it and make it right for us. So Lord, I pray today for the one who needs to just come to the shepherd so that you can take care of the situations, help them through the situations, walk them through the situations. And Father, we just pray now for that one that they would accept you as Lord and Savior. But Lord, I pray, oh God, for the men who've been serving you all their life but are still stomping because there's so many irritants, so many stressors, so many overwhelming things that they just don't know, God, how do I trust all of this and leave it in your hands? So God, the pasture is not green, it's brown and it's dry, and they're eating in that grass and it's not feeding their soul. And God, what you're calling us to today is to come into the pasture that you have made, because we're walking in step with the shepherd. So Father, I pray, God, for those that are living with extreme stressors and irritants, uncontrollable irritants. God, you bring us into a place of rest, where we can not only just sleep well, but we can rest in our souls. I pray that upon your congregation in the name of Jesus. Let me just ask, every head bowed still, how many of you, you're going through some stressors that you're stomping and shaking and nodding and not sure what to do? Let me just see your hands this morning. All over this place, all over. I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. And I want everyone who raised your hand, I want you just to walk down to this altar and stand. We only got a few minutes. Just come right down to this altar and stand in faith. God, you have green pasture for me, and I need to sense your power and your presence. I need to sense your power. Come right in. Push right in for me. God, there's green pastures that you want me to lie down in so I can sleep. But the enemy has so many irritants. Stress, push right in for me, just so that the inside is fixed. Just push right in. Irritants. So many irritants. Bugs trying to suck the fluid out of your life. Lice trying to infect your skin. But there's a shepherd who's able to take these things off. Spirit of the living God, I want everyone now out there, reach your hands out here. These are my brothers and my sisters. And each one has a real need and a real situation. A real need and a real situation. And I want you to be praying right now for every person at this altar. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, the God Almighty, there are real stresses at this altar. Things that no human can fix. But you are our great shepherd. Every person standing here, every person standing here has a need that they're saying, God, we've been stomping and shaking and rolling, and the enemy wants to destroy us like he destroyed the sheep that we heard in that story, where we even abort our destiny for the next generation. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, We decree upon everyone at this altar a release from the irritant, rest in their spirit, rejuvenation in their heart and mind. My God, sweep over this altar right now. Holy Spirit, touch as never before. God, we need you, Lord. You are our great shepherd. We can't do it without you. God, there are things, oh God, things in this altar, things in our life that we can't fix. They're outside elements. But God, you are able to help us to rest in the midst of it. You said you will make us to lie down in green pasture. God, would you put the green pasture before your people and cause them to find rest in the midst of their situation? Oh God, we stand against the wiles of the enemy. And we say in the name of Jesus, move away from God's people. Get behind us, Satan. There's a pasture for us that will cause us to be refreshed in our soul, even in the midst of the horrible terrain. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Remasho Korobosanda, Arebabasa Korianda, Ekandorosha Tarabahanda. Jesus, let your rest be upon your people, oh God. Let your rest be upon your people. God, I can't fix it for anyone, but you are our shepherd. Fix it for your people, God. Show them some miracles. We ask you, God, to move the impossible. Break the unbreakable. But God, in the name of Jesus, we believe for it. We believe for it. Folks at the altar, hope now in God. I'm not telling you your situation is gone. I'm telling you the great shepherd can put a green pasture in the midst of your worst desert. When the shepherd's walking with the sheep and taking it to the mountain, it can be rocky. It can be just horrible, but he's going to look for a spot to put his sheep. Brother, he's looking for a spot. He's looking for a spot take you into your rest. Move with God. I wish he gave us power to help fix situations, but then we would sell it. We would become billionaires on it. But it all rests in the hands of Almighty God, and he's still able. Praise God. Online at home, I trust you're believing. Those at the altar right now, he makes you to lie down in green pastures. So each step, each trouble, each irritant, each tormentor, as it approaches, as it encircles you, just say, God, give me rest in the midst of this. Keep me at peace in the midst of this. Help me, God, to stay close to you, the shepherd. Because as long as I'm around you, it won't destroy me. And I won't destroy myself. Amen? We love you. We love you. Would you just tell somebody else at the altar, you're going to make it into green pasture. You're going to make it into green pasture. Amen? Praise God.
If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel called to support and give to PPC, you can head over to our website at ppclife.ca, where you can give, you can get involved, and you can find out more information about our church. We cannot wait to hear from you. God bless.